resolutely looked away, fixing her eyes upon William's face instead. The baby's waking up. She'll be wanting food. It was so lovely to meet you, though. I wish we might talk longer. She said this with the greatest sincerity and touched his arm lightly, giving him a pleasant sensation in the pit of the stomach. The idlers were now placing wagers on the reappearance of the drowned pirate, though by the looks of things, none of them had two groats to rub together.
2-1, he's still there when the tide goes out.
5-1, the body's still there, but the head's gone. I don't care what you say about the grisly bits, Lem, that there head was just a-hanging by a thread when this last tide come in. Next one'll take it, sure.
Hoping to drown this conversation out, William embarked on an elaborate farewell, going so far as to kiss Mrs. Mackenzie's hand with his best court manner, and, seized by inspiration, kissed the baby girl's hand too, making them all laugh. Mr. Mackenzie gave him rather an odd look, but didn't seem offended, and shook his hand in a most republican manner, playing out the joke by setting down his son and making the little boy shake hands as well.
"Have you killed anybody?"
the boy inquired with interest, looking at William's dress sword.
"No, not yet," William replied, smiling.